Welcome to lesson 5 in our A Godly Response to a Pandemic Bible Study Series at Faith Baptist Church. In this particular lesson, we're going to explore some principles regarding our relationships and our trial. Rahm Emanuel, an American politician, once said, "Never let a serious crisis go to waste. It's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before." Well, regardless of his political views, whatever they may be, his perspective towards a crisis is brilliant. Rather than view our own current pandemic as an evil to endure, we should view it as an opportunity to explore how we can grow stronger together as a church. Difficult circumstances can bring out the worst in us, but they can bring out the best in us too, even in our relationships as Christians. You see, self-isolation tests our home relationships due to overexposure and increased contact with the people we live with. It also strains our church relationships outside the home due to the underexposure and decreased contact that we have with each other. We see our relatives at home a little too much right now, and we see our fellow believers at church a little less than we probably should or would like to. Well, while these challenges are real, we don't have to capitulate to them. We should embrace our self-isolation as an opportunity to deepen and strengthen our relationships in ways we could not or did not do before. To help us seize this special opportunity, let's delve into some relationship guidance from God found in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. I hope that this study will help you strengthen your relationships in our pandemic.